You wanted it, you got it, now you deal with it. It's another episode of the Comic Bookators. Today, we're gonna catch up on some of the exciting events in the lives of the two world-famous comic book haters. So, let's take a look.
Okay, welcome back.
Welcome back
to the Comic Book Haters. You need a
I do need that as well. Thank you.
Okay, can't have the Comic Book Haters without having a beer.
Ooh,
watch out for that cat. All right, today we're going to talk. Are we talking a little bit about what's going on?
Or recent happenings.
Recent occurrences in the world of the Comic Book Haters.
Yeah.
Now, would you like to start or would you like me to start?
It doesn't matter. Where would you like to start? Why don't you tell? You had a story about something at the Funny Book store.
Yeah, I got breaking news in my Funny Book world.
Uh-oh.
I have, since we last saw our fans,
spoke to.
Well, I was, anyway.
Okay.
I have decided, fuck the local Funny Book shop.
Entirely?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Entirely?
Entirely, with a catch.
Okay, because I think we had spoken about something down this line.
Mm-hmm. Well, you recall my tale of woe getting nabbed with a Dampire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got burned with Dampire.
That was pretty bad.
I went to the Funny Book shop a week or so ago, and picking up my stash, and the, for lack of a better term, the piece of shit who runs the shop was sitting there on his fucking ass on the telephone, and, anyway, and, you
he's
know,
not allowed to talk on the phone?
He's allowed to talk to whoever. I saw it wasn't even plugged in, but anyway, one of his drones rings me up, and, you know, I let me take you through my, average day at the Funny Book shop for me. I show up, I, you know, I tell him box number, blah, blah, blah.
And it's usually Wednesday, because that's when Funny Books come out, am I right?
You are indeed right.
I've learned something.
So I tell them, you know, I'll take box, I don't want anything incriminating me, just in case I decide to go back, which I will be going back. and they hand me it, and sitting on the top, a fucking, I'm almost embarrassed to say what was on the top, a big, the latest volume of Little Lulu.
Little Lulu? What the fuck is that?
In a mode of weakness, I ordered Little Lulu.
What the fuck is it? It sounds ridiculous.
I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
Fans of the art form. It's a respected...
art form.
It's a it's a respected comic from the 50s.
Oh, I've heard of it then. I thought maybe this was something...
Like something you do to your wife on a Saturday night?
Yeah. She got the Little Lulu, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
So anyway, I see that, and it's on like volume 7, 8, 9, 10, I don't know. And I ordered it because I wanted to get the first one, but they keep getting it for me. Because I never told him to stop.
Well,
so I'm like, oh, fuck. Where am I going to ditch this thing? This is obvious. Like Little Lulu. And that's there. And this comics newspaper called Comics International. It's a magazine. It's from England. Mm-hmm. So it gets shipped over here. It's like 10... What with the internet and all? It's like 10 months late. All the news in there. I don't need that shit.
Okay.
And I actually told them like a year ago to stop getting it for me. That one, legitimately, I said stop. Plus, there was a bunch of other shit I just didn't want.
Okay.
And like, maybe this is all justification, but I'm sweating. I'm like, where am I going to dump this crap? You know, do I hide it? You know, but then when they find it, they get pissed, or did I just leave it out in plain view? How would you handle that?
I think you could have, like, I'm familiar with your Funny Book shop, having ditched work recently to actually go there.
Yeah.
But... You could have, like, snuck it between, like, those board games. Those things haven't been moved in probably hundreds of years.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, that's almost an admission of guilt. Like, somebody planted this here.
Yeah.
Who did it? It was Slufus.
Yeah.
You know? Or I just hide it in plain view.
Do they have a restroom?
You think I'd ever go in that fucking restroom?
Well, you might want to. You could have flush that
thing
down.
Have you seen the clientele in there?
Flush that thing down the toilet, man.
I don't think they let you bring merchandise into the restroom.
Well, you can sneak
I hope
that.
The hell not, because I've bought some shit there.
Yeah, I literally bought some shit, apparently.
Yeah. So anyway, this resulted in me saying it's something which I actually got off Comic Geek Speak. I know you're a big fan of that podcast.
Not really. I've never heard of it.
Okay. Well, anyway, they always talk about DCBS, the Discount Comic Book Service. And these motherfuckers are cheap as hell. Everything that you order, 35% off.
Wow.
At least. Some shit was 75% off. And I'm not doing a commercial for these fuckers because I just placed an order. I got no idea how good the service is. It might be ass for all I know.
Right.
But I did a little research and I said, you know what? I spend a lot of money on funny books. Yeah. Let's face it. You know, not as much as you.
Well,
probably more than you. But I just decided, fuck that funny book shop. I like to support the local guy.
I don't know.
Damn, that is a fat discount.
It is. And I mean, I guess you got to go where the dollar takes you, but I don't know, man. You're giving in to the Walmart.
Not true. It's not the Walmart.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it is, and I love to support the local funny book shop, but damn it, they burned me so bad.
Listen, you burned yourself by ordering a little fucking Lulu, for Christ's sake. And maybe they did make a mistake with that whole whatchamacallit thing, the international
comic,
Dork Fest or whatever. Yeah, the wank off.
Comics International.
Well, but don't forget, when they ordered that, they may have had to order it for a whole year for you.
Mm-mm. 2 or 3 months, man.
Okay.
2 or 3 months max. Because when I told them cancel it, see, this is what's fucked up. This is a store. You know, this isn't a fucking legally binding contract.
Well,
hold on a second. I said, you know, this. I remember it was the summertime, and it wasn't this past summer because this guy. This was a touching moment. This guy that used to run the comic department of this fucking nerd store, he quit.
Yeah.
And they put, and he's the one I told.
Right.
And he's been gone for a year or two.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
They put a very nice letter in our mailboxes that said, so-and-so will no longer be working here, thanks, and we wish him. I was like, he's a fucking clerk at a comic shop. It's not like it was Katie Couric.
Well, listen, you know what? To a lot of those poor, lonely saps, that was the only contact with humanity that they had.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
So, see, there you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, there's somebody somewhere cowering in a box, in a basement, in an attic storeroom somewhere that no longer sees anybody because that poor sucker, did he get fired?
No. I think he went somewhere that was offering benefits.
Ooh, greener pastures.
Yeah, exactly.
Like maybe a bigger comic book store.
Well,
he go to the Borders, and now he's tending to the fantasy fiction.
I tell you what, my gut instinct said this motherfucker's working at Borders.
I bet you.
But I never saw him there. So anyway, that was a long time ago when I canceled that. And getting to my point about it not being a contract, he said, "Well, you know, we already got you down for the previous for the next 2 months or something, so you're gonna have to buy them." And I was like, all right, that's cool. Now I think back on it, fuck them. What do you mean I gotta buy it? It's a goddamn fucking magazine about funny books.
That is pretty shitty.
I don't gotta buy shit. Which I proved with Little Lulu, Dampire, and dozens of others that I didn't mention.
Man, that's terrible.
So now, before you chastise me, don't you think it's in their best interest to get rid of a customer like me?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's definitely true. They should have just cut you off back at Little Dampire or whatever.
Little Dampire.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so I didn't order out of the last two previews from them, not because of any kind of foresight on this, just out of sheer laziness.
Okay.
You know, I love funny books, and yet every time the previews comes around, I think, oh, fuck, I got to email it and all that shit.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. So I'm going to give DCBS a shot. I'll let you know. Are you considering moving over?
Moving over. No. I have not bought a comic. I can honestly say I have not bought a comic book since 1989.
Okay. Now, this is a nice segue.
Exactly. It's a perfect seg into...
You haven't bought a comic book.
But recently, I have downloaded off of a torrent site.
Right.
A couple of...
A local torrent site or one of the big names from out of town?
Probably local.
Okay.
Yeah, local guys. Good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeping it local.
Now, our listeners are well aware of your previous escapades in torrents with the G.I. Joe series.
That's true. Well, after that, I just sort of, I don't know, took a hiatus from looking at comics on the internet. I know, you know, I didn't really have an inclination to do so, but I happened to be browsing through torrents, not for porn. I'll make that clear.
No, you don't really browse for that. You know exactly what you're going for.
Yeah, I got a subscription like you do with the The Funny Bookshop. So anyway, excuse me. The phrase, the title, The Walking Dead.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Leapt off of the screen at me.
Okay.
Now, I vaguely remembered, this is honest truth, I don't really remember us doing it. I remember looking at it, I remember the title,
yeah,
I
know it was black and white,
but
yeah.
I couldn't remember the review.
I don't think you liked it.
I think I gave it a fairly high rating. Because of the zombie factor.
Right.
Which I love zombies. So
you downloaded...
I downloaded issues 1 through 24.
In other words, the entire run. Except I think it might be up to... They maybe have like one after that one. Okay. I buy the collections.
Well, I believe this was the collection. It might have been like the...
It was a
scan of the collection.
No, you said there were letter pages.
There were. They don't include letter pages?
No, not in the collection.
Okay, well, fuck I know. So,
So you read them all?
Yeah, I did. I read the first few in one night, and then the following night I read the rest.
Okay. So I know because I've had a conversation with you this mm-hmm. very briefly. I know you're gonna start hating on it eventually.
Yes.
However, yes. You read the entire goddamn thing, and you are a man who hates funny books.
This is true, and I'll tell you what, I was questioning my faith.
Your lack of faith?
Well, my faith in hating funny books.
Okay. All
right. Until around issue, like I don't know. I honestly don't know. It must have been around 7 or 8 or so.
When they get to the jail?
It really was a little before then.
Okay.
So by then I was already kind of like, fuck it. But I had to finish it. And I'll be honest, I'm going to read the rest of them one way or the other, legally or illegally.
I'm going to lean towards the latter.
Just because I do want to see how this ends. I read through a few of the letter pages. He's saying he's hoping for a 75 issue run.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
Well, he's not, he wasn't committed, yeah. Obviously.
Okay.
And he doesn't know if it's going to last that long,
yeah.
But he's got a lot of support, and
it'll last that long if he holds out.
Well, it seems that's his goal.
Okay,
so
well,
anyway,
that's nice to know.
I would be willing to, every couple of months, check in on that.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like the way it headed now, like and I'll tell you something I noticed, and this is probably something that I may not even have given two fucks about before the Comic Book Haters podcast.
Uh-huh.
But I really disliked when they changed artists.
Hmm, yeah. See, I like the second artist better.
I don't dislike him, but I really liked the...
Let's see here. I got it in arm's reach.
I liked the first one better. And I'll tell you something else, and this might sound... I don't want to, like, fag off here, but I didn't like the shading on the new artist stuff. Listen, I'm not trying to, but that's the God's honest truth. It was kind of dark and kind of like... I don't know, indistinct. I don't know what it is.
I tell you what, now that I flip through it, the first artist I might like him better.
I did. It was more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was.
There's a little more character to it.
Exactly.
They look like individuals as opposed to man, woman.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'll tell you, in the later issues, as I was reading on, I was having a hard time telling these motherfuckers apart.
Yeah, well, they're all white. Well, no, they're not all white.
No, there's a couple black dudes there.
Yeah.
But, and we're like an Asian fella or two.
Yeah. Now, like, I don't know if you noticed this. Did you know, and this is going to sound really nerdy, the letters are actually done by the writer.
I noticed that.
And I actually like the letters, but,
I mean,
this will really, really sound nerdy, but he almost seems like a ripoff. Like, a lot of these letters look like a letterer by the name of John Workman.
For Christ's sakes, they're letters. What are they supposed to look like?
He seems like he's ripping off his style.
They're letters. How many fucking styles can there possibly be? For Christ's sakes. Look, I'll give you the art and I'll give you the inking, but that's it.
Okay. So, I guess we're technically re-reviewing
Walking Dead. Because there was a further happening in the world of illegally downloaded comic books.
But before we continue, can you just... you would give... Why don't you rate Walking Dead right now? Because
do I have to... Can I rate in segments?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because, like, the first part
Volume 1 of The Walking Dead.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where they break it, but...
The first artist versus second artist?
Yeah, and, like, when they first start, they leave the camp. They've established a camp outside the city. Mm-hmm. They finally move out, and they're on the road. I did like the part where they found a housing development.
Yeah, that was cool.
But after that, I didn't really dig it so much. They found that farm.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That I think that's where, for me, it sort of jumped the zombie, if you will.
Jump the undead shark.
Yeah.
I didn't like the farm as much, but I did like the prison.
I didn't like the prison. I thought the idea was great, okay. But I didn't like the way it was handled.
Okay, so for pre-farm, what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a pretty high ranking. I'm going to say like 7, 8. I'm going to give it an 8.
That is amazing.
I enjoyed it.
Amazing.
I really enjoyed it.
I think the only thing that came that high for you was G.I. Joe and something else you gave a 10 to.
It might have been this. I don't remember.
I doubt that. I don't know. Somebody listen to the old one and let us know.
Yeah, let us.
We don't even remember reviewing
it. Yeah, I don't. I barely do.
As a matter of fact, I don't even remember this. So then you...
So after that, the whole little segue from to the beginning of the prison area, from the farm to the prison, it's on a decline. I'm saying like a 5.
Okay.
So I'm still enjoying it, but I didn't like where it got to.
Was there any point where you just said, fuck this?
Almost, and I would say that was the serial killer guy in the prison.
Yeah, corny.
Yeah, just like
it was unnecessary.
Exactly, yeah. And like it seemed like, and I'll tell you what, I didn't read all the letter sections, but I read a few of them, and this motherfucker writing it doesn't even know what's gonna happen. And that seems to me like a travesty.
What do you mean? He's just kind of like, I'm not planning it all out?
Well, he said like, well, I have an idea for the story arcs, but I thought I was going to do this, but it turns out these 3 people got killed. And I'm like, it doesn't turn out, man. You're fucking creating this.
Well,
like, that bugs me. That bugs me. Like you want to be taken seriously as an art or as a legitimate medium of culture and
well, you know,
artitude.
I tell you, that's similar to that motherfucker Grant Morrison. I think I might have told you before, he writes from the subconscious. I don't got a, and you know, very into hallucinogenic drugs. I got no problem with that, believe me. But I don't like the fact that he doesn't. He just kind of stream of consciousness is everything. Fuck that. No, that's why his comics suck.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I don't know. I think it should be a little more controlled than that. Like, and what I liked about the beginning of it was very cinematic. It was very much like a movie.
Yeah, it was
very tight.
Yeah,
like you could tell that there were underlying things that were going to become issues later, whereas all of a sudden it's just like, oh hey, well guess what? There's 3 or 4 prisoners in here, and one of them may or may not be a serial killer.
And
what the hell?
And I'm sure you can attribute that to the fact that, as you're saying, maybe it's just kind of, he's got a general idea.
Yeah,
I guarantee you that first storyline, he had that shit nailed down.
Absolutely.
I mean, he had to pitch it to
exactly. Image. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, this is a rather in-depth review. A little more...
It went longer than I thought it would. Yeah, this was going to initially just be a quick...
Not just the length, but I'm shocked that you actually put some thought into a funny book.
I did. No, I really did. And that's why I finished it. And that's why I'm going to finish reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to be half-assed about something like that. Because I did invest a lot of time in reading it.
So, can I actually just say, Robert Kirkman, the writer?
Is that his name?
It's his name. He right now, he has no idea the accolades that are being praised upon him. Schoolie G, a self-avowed hater, not only of comics, but the entire art form, he doesn't even recognize it as an art form, giving props to The Walking Dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
And,
I mean,
and even your criticism, you're criticizing it because of how high it's set up in your
head. I agree, and I think that's what kind of pissed me off too about the last half of what I've read was that I was like, man, this has so much potential, and then it kind of wandered. Mm. And I'm willing to go back to it because it may come back. You know,
yeah.
I don't know where it's going from here, but yeah, I mean, I can say overall, like that last segment, like the whole prison thing, I don't think I gave that a rating. I would give that like a 2 or 3.
Well, let me tell you something, Schoolie. I'm gonna hook you up.
Okay.
In my local funny book shop.
Yeah.
I think I ordered the next volume.
Mm.
You know goddamn well I ain't gonna go anywhere near there.
That's true.
You can go pick it up if you want.
Maybe I will.
All right.
Perhaps I will.
So I don't think we need to give the F you to anybody.
No. No, just to me for wasting all that fucking time.
Reading the comic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hate to go out without giving the FU to anybody, so I'm going to give the FU to my... Oh, damn it. Can I give it to my local funny book shop?
Well, I guess so, because you already burned that bridge, right?
No, see, I didn't tell them... Oh, see, I don't want to get into it, but just to backtrack a bit, I think when I go in there this week, I'm going to break... It's almost like breaking up with a girlfriend.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to tell them, look, this is a whole new... more. How much time we got left? I don't know, but I'm going to go in there and I'm going to say, look, tell me if you think this is horrible, because I'm legitimately going to do this. I was going to tell him, you know, my wife and I were really thinking about, you know, trying to have a baby.
Oh, no.
And I'm trying to save some money, so I feel like I need to explain why I want to cancel everything with them.
You're just making, you want an excuse that's going to get you off the hook.
You know what? I don't want that motherfucker to say, well, you already ordered, blah, 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 you know? And I didn't give anything in the last two previews, coincidentally. But, and the baby thing, hey, you know, we're...
Okay.
You know, so
well,
maybe...
Well, it's got truth to it, but here's what I think you should do.
What?
This is just my off-the-cuff idea. Make up a preposterous lie, and then totally stick with it.
Me reproducing is not preposterous enough for
Well, that's true, but I'm thinking more along the lines of, like, my uncle was in a hot air ballooning accident.
What?
I have to pay for his medical costs. I don't know. I'm just saying.
No.
It's something you got to make up a ridiculous statement and then keep sticking to it no matter what they say. And say, look, you insensitive bastards. Don't you understand?
Here's the other catch. The order I placed with DCBS,
yeah,
it doesn't kick in till I think the end of... It's like January's comics.
Oh, well, you better...
Or maybe February.
Better hope there's like an overlap or something.
Well, that's the thing. So I'm going to tell them, cancel it all. Oh, this was the other lie I forgot to tell you. It's not a lie. I was going to say, look, I was going to throw in the baby thing. I want to have a baby, you know,
yeah.
So I got to save money. I just want to cancel my subscriptions, but I'm still just going to come in. I don't want a commitment. You know, it's not you, it's me. I just want to just be able to come in and just pick some up off the shelf.
That's a good idea.
For the next couple weeks.
Okay, I agree with that part of it. Something along those lines, but you got to make it preposterous.
But this is just for your own nefarious delight.
Yes, it is.
Okay, my uncle was in a hot air balloon.
It came off the top of my head. I'm thinking this will make good podcasting.
I promise to keep all our listeners updated with what's going on there. I'm going to go in there this week and drop the bomb.
Definitely. And I definitely think that you need to do something unusual.
Unusual?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know, but just something, you know, like tell him that you're moving away next week, and then still show up every week anyway.
You know, I actually have a history of this. I used to, before I found this funny book shop, I used to drive to a funny book shop that was a solid 45 minutes away, because it was the only one, and then I just stopped going. They called my house.
Wow.
They said, you know, they left them, I saw, what did I do? I didn't have a caller ID, I don't know how, but they left a message.
They probably thought you were dead, nobody knew about it, because you're some loner comic book freak. They called 911, we think he's dead in his house, he hasn't been here in 2 months.
I got this message like, Sloofus, I just wanted to let you know, your box is really full.
Wow.
And at this point, I had started going to this other one. It was almost like I was, you know, cheating behind their back. Like, are we, you know, why can't you just call me and tell me it's over? You know, why can't, this is, I mean, ironically.
My box is full, Sloofus, my box is full.
Apart from that part, it sounds like something every woman has ever said to me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Well, I don't know how to round this up, but, time is about up.
Yeah, definitely. I think number one, keep us posted on this.
Yeah, I promise to.
Number two, let him down easy.
Lord knows this man looks like he's used to rejection.
Yeah, life is beating you down if you're a comic book clerk enough as it is. You don't have to make it harder for this poor motherfucker.
Yeah, well, this makes this all the more hard.
True.
Fuck my local comic book shop.
Wow.
I'm sorry. You
Ouch.
Giving it to anybody?
No, I have a single teardrop falling from my eye right now.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Okay, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. That's another episode of the Comic Book Haters. feel free to email requests, comments, feedback, or any other kind of positive reinforcement to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. Check the blog, register for the forums, and take over the world with the Comic Book Haters.